Well, there are a lot of people, young and old, engaged in politics with the great passion and energy we just heard. But what about the broader left and the mass movement it will take to bring about a livable world? Here's something that political theorist Jody Dean wrote on her Facebook page recently. Sometimes I wonder how people who rely on mainstream news sources like the New York Times, MSNBC, and CNN don't go completely mad. How do people who closely follow the Democratic presidential campaign hold themselves together? On the one hand, there is climate catastrophe, fascism, Russiagate, concentration camps, and the end of democracy. On the other are a field of candidates who basically think that the system works, and they're confronted by a media that excoriates them from going too far left as if everything is fine. The end of the world and business as usual. Most of us on the left, critical of imperialism and always racialized capitalism, recognize that for majorities in the world, capitalism's business as usual is destructive, deadly, oppressive, barely survivable. But that's not the mainstream story, even though it's true. I started watching the Netflix documentary about Brazil, The Edge of Democracy, yesterday. What struck me was Bolsonaro's promising guns so that people could protect their land from the landless workers movement. It made me think about guns in the U.S., the combination of promises of guns and hatred of people of color, poor people, and sexual minorities. The right is arming their supporters, making sure that their supporters are armed, ready. They inspire them to be willing to defend their way of life. Some liberals and leftists worry about climate denialism. It seems to me that the ones in denial might be these same liberals and leftists. All over the world, the right is preparing for the climate crisis. They militarize borders, attack immigrants and refugees, build camps. They know the civil war is already here. The super rich are grabbing more and more of the social product. They are buying up more land, hoarding. Housing is built so that the rich have more and the poor have nothing. And the thing is, the rich, the right, have people, forces, throughout the government and in the streets. They fight tenaciously and refuse compromise. And what about us? That's a brief comment from Jody Dean on her Facebook page.